I just want to take the time and just say rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. You know, what happened to him was terrible. You know, to keep his family in his prayers. We don't know if this was game related or a setup, which we already all know is a setup, but let us continue to keep his family in his prayers. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Chill!
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, the YPG, and a Premier Boy Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman, the podcast. Hope all is well. In another episode, I got my bunch of guests. Y'all already know this is our first wrestling prediction show. And yeah, we cool. We got a bunch of guests. We got my bro back on the show, Mr. Aaron Sands. And he'll help me with the prediction from now and going forward. So yeah. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Mook Dallas, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Here.
Welcome back, everybody. And now we're on to Mr. Jimmy Fat Quote of the Day. And today's quote is, you can't beat a person who never gives up. We will always win at the end. No matter how hard we get knocked down, failed in life, we always get it back up and try again. We always go harder and harder and never give up until we get what we want. So for those of you who feel like giving up, who fail, don't give up. It is good to get back up and try again. And that is today, Mr. Jimmy Fat Quote of the Day.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman like the podcast back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
This is Aaron Sands, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And, you know, I got my special guest. I got my brother back on the show. He's going to help me with the prediction today, Mr. Aaron Sands.
Yo, what's going on, Ken? What's good out here?
Good, bro. Yeah, how you doing today, bro?
I'm right, man, out here working, getting ready for WrestleMania weekend. I was about to go down.
Yes, yes, WrestleMania this Sunday, yes. Will you be watching WrestleMania, by the way?
Yes. Definitely be having a heavy interest in this one, especially with that Kofi and Daniel Bryan match.
See, yes, we'll
pull it off for the culture.
Yes, Kofi Mania. We're going to get to all that and we'll need predictions. So, we're going to, but first, we're going to start with the NXT title. You know, that's what take over this Friday. So, the match is, you know, Adam Cole versus Johnny Gargano. Who you think going to get it?
It's going to be cold. It's going to be tough. I want to see Johnny Gargano keep it just to see how his story, how it plays out. But I'm looking at Adam Cole winning this one, you know, somehow. You know, it's going to be a little something.
Yes, I do agree. Because I do think Adam Cole going to get it. Because I heard Johnny Gargano going to 205 Live, rumors have it as of right now.
I actually want to see him on the main roster, but I don't want to see him, like, I don't want to see his character get messed up like how they did Bobby Roode. You know, Bobby Roode was supposed to be like the next biggest thing, and then now he's teamed up with Gable, losing like every match since like January.
Yes, I agree. I don't want to see him more on 205 either. I'd rather see him on the main roster.
Facts.
Yeah. All right. So next, now we'll go to the card now. So as of right now, 15 matches been confirmed, but her rumors will be 17 matches.
Yeah, so apparently it's supposed to be starting like 3 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah, no. So the very first match most likely will be on the pre-show. The Andre Giant Memorial.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's bad.
Oh, you see my side, right? It's like, oh, my God, Andre the Giant battle. Nobody cares about the Andre the Giant battle. Unless you're a Braun Strowman fan. Even if you are a Braun Strowman fan, you'll be pissed that he's in it because you feel like they're wasting good talent with him. You know?
Yes.
Like, you know he's going to win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal because he won the greatest Royal Rumble, which is also a waste of his talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He was out there. So, the fact that you added, like, Michael Che, good play for, like, you know, pop culture, but still, like, nobody really cares about Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Nah, I agree. But I wish I also go with Braun, basically because the storyline is around him. Unless it be a big swerve and the SNM guys win. That's all I can really think of at this point. Is it one of them winning, to me?
Yeah, I agree, because from what I'm seeing, like, that's probably the only major thing. Other than that, I'm not expecting any surprises on this side.
No, I agree on that. All right, next is, which I think was announced yesterday, the Women Battle Royal.
Hold up, I missed that one. What are they naming that?
They're just naming the. Originally last year it was supposed to be the Mae Young Battle Royal, but they were big backlash last year, so they kept it at the Women Battle Royal. So now they're bringing that back again. Most likely will be on the pre-show. You know, okay. That's definitely gonna be on the pre-show. I know that for a fact. And all the women's in it. Who do you think is winning that? Just real curiosity.
Asuka.
Yes, I was saying Asuka as well, because what they did with SmackDown really messed her up. And pretty much the whole women's division to me. So I feel like Asuka to win the Battle Royal
Even when you look at it, though, you look at Asuka's run since she got to the main roster. And he had his bright spots, but it's mostly been, you know, especially with her losses. Her loss to Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania was one thing. All right? That's one thing. You can take that. But then you lose to Carmella?
Oh, yeah.
You can't even beat Carmella, bro, after you dominate NXT's women's division, which is almost as good, if not better, than the main rosters.
You know? Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy.
You gotta look at the booking on that one. It definitely booked the wrong on that. So, she'll get some redemption at Mania for at the Battle Royal. So that's my best prediction on that.
Yeah, Asuka definitely deserved better, but Asuka is going to win that. I mean, not for a fact. All right, so next is the Cruiserweight Championship, which I don't really care about. Brady Murphy with 20 each.
Nobody cares about 2. I want to say nobody cares about 205 Live. I really don't. But the people I talk to, they really don't care about 205 Live. I'm just saying. If I had to pick, and I'm really just picking out of the hat, I would say Buddy Murphy. He does got some skills, though. But nobody cares about 205.
Yeah, no, I agree. No, Buddy Murphy. Buddy Murphy does go, definitely. Yeah, he's definitely going to retain. I'm going to say Buddy Murphy. He's going to retain. Next, please. Next. This next match is a bigger disappointment. Hopefully they change it. The farewell match, Kurt Angle versus Barry Corbin.
If you're going to have 15 matches, just hold up. If this was Backlash, right? All right? This would be great. All right? This would be a great lineup. To do this at a WrestleMania is really? Everybody was hoping for Kurt Angle to fight John Cena because he put him on, so it'd be better for him to send him out, you know? But I thought you're fighting Baron Corbin as if we didn't have enough of Baron Corbin, like, on repeat when he was general manager, you know?
Yeah.
Fun fact, on a February episode of Raw, that episode had Baron Corbin on TV for at least half the show.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Raw is already 3 hours long as is. So we got an hour and a half or 2 hours of Baron Corbin and then see him at Mania. No, I'm good, bro.
Agree.
Kurt Angle for the win. He had a great career. Hall of Fame worthy, you know. Actually, you're at Hall of Fame as is. You know, I wish he could have went out better with a 5-star match or at least a 4.5-star match.
Mm-hmm.
But we get what we get. And this is where we are.
Yeah. That'd be Kurt Angle winning, but I do gotta swerve that on WrestleMania they're gonna change it to John Cena. Cause there is room that John Cena is rumored to be on the show as of right now.
Well, if he's rumored to be on the show and if he's in that match, Kurt Angle will still win.
Yeah.
Pay close attention to that match. Mm-hmm. For skill and for
all right, so next we got the US Championship, Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio.
That's a tough one. I kind of been watching this match closely. This might be up for match tonight, unless they put Kurt Angle and John Cena on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be like top three match of the night. So we'll see. If I had to pick right now, I would say Rey Mysterio.
I want to say Rey Mysterio as well. Especially because, who knows, his son might interfere, too. That's another thing.
Dominic, who's your Bobby?
Yeah, so I think it might be Rey Mysterio as well.
Yeah, it just, you know, I mean, we're kind of watching that match closely. And, you know, you got to have a WrestleMania moment there, you know, so
true.
Why not, you know?
Yeah. All right, next we got 4 Count Anywhere, Shane versus The Miz.
Oh man. Let's see. Shane versus The Miz. Pretty eye tag team on paper. I would say The Miz.
Yes.
Shane is dope, but not at WrestleMania.
I agree. Yeah, look, I'm going with Miz as well. I definitely agree. I agree. Alright, next week.
Miz got a little mean streak too, so if you talk
I don't have a SmackDown, right?
Yeah, he got a little mean streak. I actually want to see what's going to go down on SmackDown tonight to see where we at with that. But I'll put my money on the Miz on this one.
Yeah, I agree. I want Miz as well. Next, we got Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. This is Roman Reigns' first singles match since he came back from leukemia.
Okay. You got to look at it like this. This is Roman Reigns' first match.
Yeah.
Right? At WrestleMania,
mm-hmm.
right? Same event where he beat the Undertaker at just, I think it was last year.
I think it was 2 years, probably 2 years ago. Because last year, he was going with Brock last year. I think it was 2 years ago. Yeah.
And then he beat Brock then. No, he didn't beat Brock. I'm lying. So this is pretty much his situation. But after what I saw at Raw last night, yo, Drew McIntyre is a beast.
He is a beast. Right? He is a beast.
First and foremost, all right? You can't sleep on Drew McIntyre, bro. That man's a beast. Since he, even when he was on his first run in WWE, you know? And you also got to look at it like this. If you kind of pay attention, Drew McIntyre actually is a general manager killer.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember back when he was on SmackDown, him and Teddy Long had a match, and he humiliated him there.
I remember that.
You know, then he comes back, right? Beats Kurt Angle with his own ankle lock.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kurt Angle was a general manager. He's pretty much effectively the general manager killer.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? However, having said that, I'll take Roman Reigns on this one, on his first match back.
Nah,
WrestleMania month.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah, even though Drew got a big push, Roman gonna win it though. I definitely agree with that.
But I want to see how far this feud can go though. I really want to see how this feud can progress. Hopefully into something at SummerSlam or something.
Word. Alright.
I definitely interested.
Alright. Next we got Intercontinental Championship. Bobby Lashley versus, as of last night, the Demon.
Thing about Finn Balor when he's in demon mode is that every time he goes into it, that he never loses. They never book him to lose.
That's facts.
You know? He only really brings it out in big events like NXT TakeOver, SummerSlam, big four pay-per-views.
Yeah.
I hope they kind of continue to book him like Undertaker adjacent, not just like him, where he's like a
yeah,
something, an invincible situation like Bray, you know, like Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
I do have Finn winning this one and getting back as Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, I agree. Man, make him the two-time Intercontinental Champion. I agree with you. Agree with you on that.
But I feel like they haven't gave him any justice after him losing, you know, the Universal title.
Nah, me either.
So this will be a pretty much even trade there. I'll go
with that. We both agree on that one. Next we got the WWE Women Tag Team Championship. Bayley versus Sasha Banks versus Beth Phoenix and Natalya versus the Iconic versus Nia Jax and Tamina.
There's a lot of components there. You know what I want to see? My prediction on this one: Natalya, Beth Phoenix.
That would be a good run. That would be a good one.
If she could stick around to like SummerSlam with the belts, that'd be dope. I'll go with Natalya and Beth Phoenix.
That would be dope, but I do think Sasha and I'm going to retain.
I don't know. WrestleMania, from what I've been hearing, it's supposed to be a lot of changes.
Yeah, but let's see. Let's see who's right. All right, next we got no hard bars match. Triple H versus Batista. If Triple H loses, he got retired.
Give me what I want. In this one, I'll see Triple H winning that one because, you know, you got the whole, you're tying in with Batista, you got Avengers coming out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure he didn't get caught up in the snap with Thanos, so yeah, he'll be there for that. So.
No. Well, he actually did got caught up in the snap of Thanos, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he did, yeah. Over all the Galaxy and the Galaxy, except for Rocket and Gamora's sister.
Facts.
But I don't know. I don't know. They're gonna let Triple H retire though. I don't know. At least not yet. I don't know. So he might. I might think he win it too though. I think he might win it.
Finally, we can take consideration that he never beat Batista.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was saying. But so, I think it built enough for him so he could beat Batista. That I think.
We'll see.
Alright, so before we get to the last main events, two matches that have not been announced yet. The SmackDown Tag Team Championship and the Raw Tag Team Championships. As of right now, the SmackDown is supposed to be, from rumors from right here, is Usos versus the Hardy Boys. And for Raw, as of last night, I'm hearing is the Revival versus Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder. No rumors are here right now. What do you think about those matches?
That second one, I don't care about. Kurt Hawkins and Zack Ryder. I didn't even know they still wrestle, bro.
Yeah, because after Revival won last night, Kurt, Hawkins, and them challenged the Revival at Mania. So I don't know. Maybe tonight they might make it official. Who knows? But I don't know.
I didn't even know they still wrestle. I'm sorry. I don't
know. But I mean, if that does happen, it would be a great way for her, Kurt Hawkins, to win because he could finally get off that loser streak.
He'll still probably be losing. I'm not even like debating that. He's losing. As for the SmackDown titles, that's going to be like a top five match.
Facts, yeah. Especially if it would be a ladder match too? A table ladder chair? Oh, man. That's on fire.
They got to do it. Just for the culture, they got to do it.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so we got the last three main events. The last three matches I'm really looking forward to. Mm-hmm. All right, first we got WWE Championship. Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston. But Kofi Mania, son.
Kofi Mania all the way, bro. We gotta do it for the culture, bro.
I agree, Kofi Mania as well. I agree. I know we were talking about this Saturday. We were on our way from home for Taj, and I told you that it might be a big, like, later down the line that I think Big E gonna turn on Kofi Kingston. Do you think that's gonna happen?
Yes.
I do think so.
You gotta watch who you know, watch your closest people, because you never know. You really never know. And plus Big E and Xavier Woods got the opportunity for him.
Oh yeah, true.
So who's like, oh well, they put it in the storyline, well, oh, we got this for you, so you know.
Yeah. I can see them doing that. I can definitely see them doing that.
I really hope they don't do that, but you know.
I mean, they've been together for 5 years. I mean, it's just like a Shield situation. So I wouldn't be surprised if they were to go on. Alright, so we got the last two matches. Now we got the Universal Championship, Brock Lesnar versus the Seth Rollins.
So when? I really do. Don't be surprised if you see Brock Lesnar pull it off again.
That would be a big swerve. I really do want Seth Rollins to win too. I'm tired of seeing Brock coming in anytime he wants. I mean, if Brock do win, it's because he's going to have this championship and the UFC championship as well. I don't even know how Brock winning, but
I don't know how they're going to pull that one off.
Yeah.
But they did hold the Universal title hostage for like almost a half a year. So I could see, you know, them doing something like that.
I agree.
But I want Seth Rollins to win, but my prediction is don't be surprised.
I'm doing the same thing. I want Seth Rollins to win, but I would not be surprised if Brock win. All right, so now we got the main event. So the main event, the first women's main event. Winners take all as of last night. Ronda Rousey versus Sasha. Charlotte. Whoa. I'm excited for this match.
Yeah, after what we seen last night too.
Oh man, craziness!
The funniest thing I seen on Raw in a minute. So yeah, that's gonna be pretty dope. This match is definitely history in the making. I actually been kind of looking forward to this for a minute, and the fact that I'm not gonna lie, when they added Charlotte to the match, it was like, all right, what are we doing?
Swear.
It's been a great addition to this feud.
Yeah, I agree.
Honestly. However, I do see Becky Lynch taking home both belts.
I agree.
And I'm not just saying that as a fan. It's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to go down. So,
you know, I definitely agree. I think Becky going to win it as well. But I know my original thing was, is Becky winning, I feel like Ronda's people, Shayna Baszler, Jessica Duke, and they go get called up so they can have a third time at the end of Mania. I was hoping that would happen.
Oh yeah, so it could bring up that four horsewomen.
And then Sasha
next year.
Well, the Sasha and them come in the ring as well, join them and stuff like that. How WrestleMania end?
Mm-hmm.
So if that happens,
see how it goes down on Raw, because you know the Raw after at Barclays.
Crazy. Yeah, Raw at SmackDown. So. Yeah, that could be kind of
early to catch these episodes, man. I don't know.
Well, son. But I ain't looking forward to my Mania, son.
Yeah. It's happening in our backyard, MetLife Stadium, baby.
Facts. I wish I was going, but if not, I'll be most likely at Legends, maybe. Or, you know, watching the network, you know.
Yeah, for $9.99, yo, get that. Yo, if you ain't got it, go get it.
Facts, facts. But bro, thank you for joining my show again, you know.
You ready, man. I'll be around.
Yeah, you know, and we'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Mally Bell. And we talk many topics. From politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody. Because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mal. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show.
I just want to thank everybody who checked out this new episode. You know, thank you for continuing to ride with me, y'all. You know, if you look for an event in the NYC, remember for the Catcher, 270 Bobby Street, Best Saturday Party at Taj, 48 West 21st Street between 5th and 6th, say premiere at the door. If you want to be on my show, maybe be a special guest so I can interview you, just DM me at Ken_MrGentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, underscore Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. Or you'll hit up my Anchor page, anchor.fm/Ken_MrGentleman. Thank you again for checking out this new episode, and have a good night.
My name is Samuel Austin, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.